Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
WWE look far east, Eric Bischoff heads mid-Atlantic, and AEW pay homage to the American dream. For Thursday, October the 17th, 2019, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast.
The sun rises in the far east. For the first time ever, WWE broadcasts live from Tokyo, Japan. Only on WWE Network. Witness this special network event as these WWE superstars converge at the historic Ryogoku Sumo Hall. And in the land of the rising sun, a beast will cast a brutal shadow.
Some big talk yesterday about WWE's planned expansion into Japan. Now, this was something that was rumbled a couple of days ago as well. There was talk of a big announcement coming from WWE regarding Japan on October the 18th. That doesn't look like that announcement is happening now because from what we can understand, the big thing they were going to announce isn't going to be a big thing right now. Dave Meltzer from Wrestling Observer Radio has reported that apparently WWE were making a bid to buy Pro Wrestling Noah wholesale. However, that did not go through. These are the words from Dave Meltzer. They are definitely working on a deal in Japan. They've talked to a number of companies in Japan. They've tried to buy companies in Japan. I don't know if any of the deals have gone through. The ones I've heard about didn't go through. They wanted to buy Noah, so it didn't go through. There's talk about different people being hired as Japanese trainers, some big names. I don't want to say until it gets confirmed, but there are two big names that have gone around as far as them hiring. Yes, they want to do NXT Japan. Absolutely. They've been making moves in that direction. So I don't think the purchase or the lack of purchase of Pro Wrestling Noah is going to put the brakes on WWE's move out towards Japan. And I think if WWE have got their eyes set on moving into Japan, I think that they will eventually do that. I think if Pro Wrestling Noah isn't going to be a viable option anymore, there's plenty of others that they will no doubt approach. There was rumor and innuendo that WWE, and this is rumor and speculation, that WWE had approached Big Japan, which is a famous hardcore deathmatch promotion in Japan. So I don't buy that too much. I can't imagine that really fitting well into the family-friendly enterprise that WWE is trying to run. Also been talk of WWE flirting with Dragon Gate, you know, the company where Pac was formerly champion. So they really are making some big waves over in that direction. And once we know a little bit more, we will let you know about it. Isn't it weird that Eric Bischoff is such a big talking point in 2019? He continues to be so this morning. Yesterday, we woke to the news that Eric Bischoff had been very dramatically fired by the WWE and replaced by Bruce Pritchard as SmackDown Executive Director. Eric Bischoff seemed to take the movement magnanimously, giving respect to Bruce Pritchard as he took over the role. All felt very peculiar. And then late last night, Eric Bischoff's next move was revealed. It was announced that Eric Bischoff was going to be a part of StarCast. This is the big fan convention taking place in Baltimore the weekend of AEW Full Gear. Now, StarCast 4 this year has a huge lineup, a litany of big WCW stars. So now Eric Bischoff has been added to this star-studded lineup for StarCast on the weekend of AEW in Baltimore. So this is where, as friends in wrestling, you and I start that rumor mill a-turning about Eric Bischoff going to AEW. Now, I mentioned this yesterday on the news on the YouTube channel. There was no 90-day no-compete clause in Eric Bischoff's WWE contract, allegedly. Because he was brought in as an executive and not talent, that clause isn't there. So once Eric is gone, it's up to him to go wherever he wants to go. So if no doubt, when the rumors started circulating that Eric Bischoff was going to be knocking around, at least one person posted that Cody Rhodes cupping the ear gif. So it's our worst, and also you'd be foolish to think that a conversation wouldn't have happened between AEW and Eric Bischoff. Regardless of your opinions, Bischoff very much is a name in wrestling who could very much be used even just as an on-screen character in AEW. But this is all speculation. What we do know is he is going to be a part of StarCast 4 in Baltimore. You can go and get your picture taken with Eric Bischoff. Maybe wearing one of his new t-shirts, which he released yesterday in conjunction with his podcast, 83 Weeks. You can now buy an Eric Bischoff t-shirt that just says, fired. Timing and branding. AEW and NXT went to war for round three last night. We'll break down both shows properly on the Cultaholic YouTube channel today. Jack the Jobber presenting AEW Graded. I myself will be here with NXT Graded. But what we do know from that show is that, well, they went for it again. Two really great wrestling programs went out last night from both sides of the water. And they've set the stall for next week. For NXT, we are building towards an NXT North American Championship triple threat match as Roderick Strong will defend against Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic. Those two, Keith and Dominik, they absolutely stole the show at NXT last night. Once again, they just ripped it up. And if you only watch one match from NXT, I can highly recommend you watch Lee Dijakovic 3. From AEW, we have a big announcement of Jon Moxley taking on Pac. This is after what went down in the big tag team main event. I'm quite excited to see what Jon Moxley and Pac can do together. Both have got that real mean streak to them. And if they just let them go, they could really go to town. But as I say, both AEW Dynamite and NXT will be broken down and graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today. The Seth Rollins-Bray Wyatt feud looks set to continue beyond WWE Crown Jewel. We kind of thought that the Falls Count Anywhere match at Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia would be the final match of their rivalry, since Bray Wyatt was going to SmackDown and Seth Rollins was staying on Raw. That is not the case. NYCB Live has tweeted that The Fiend will once again challenge Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship on the 4th of November episode of Raw that comes from the venue in Long Island, New York. And it'll be contested inside a steel cage. So this is the obvious timeline of any deep-heated rivalry. Hell in a Cell, Falls Count Anywhere, steel cage. It's a very confusing time trying to sort of track this Seth Rollins-Bray Wyatt rivalry. It's really, I don't know whether the longer it goes, the more damage it does to Seth Rollins. It certainly feels that way. And also, is this WWE immediately just disrespecting the brand split? Like, by having Bray Wyatt, a SmackDown guy, compete on Monday Night Raw? Or are we going to see movement between the brands almost as often as we did before? Hey, let's find out. You know, these things are subject to change. A lot of times a venue will put out a match announcement and that will no doubt get changed and moved around. So we will see when we get to the 4th of November. John Cena began filming for Suicide Squad 2 this week. He's playing Peacemaker. If you're a DC Comics guy, you'll know that. You'll look at John Cena and go, okay, kind of get that. Idris Elba's in this one, along with Michael Rooker, Jay McCourtney, and of course, the returning Margot Robbie. You could not have a Suicide Squad sequel without Harley Quinn. Like, what's the point of even doing it? The movie's scheduled for release on the 6th of August 2021, and pictures of John Cena as Peacemaker are doing the rounds on Twitter right now. Warner Media has officially confirmed that AEW are going to do their own podcast from next year, hosted by Brandi Rhodes. It looks like they're going to be part of Warner Media's big push into podcasting. I like how both AEW and WWE are branching out even more so now into the behind-the-scenes programming and documentation. Ring of Honor fans will be familiar with Maria Mannix. She's only 22 years old, and she debuted for Ring of Honor earlier on in this year. She's been involved in a storyline where she's just walking around battering people, searching out the allure. So she's been making a bit of a name for herself in Ring of Honor, and she's certainly caught the eye of the right people, because she was spotted having a tryout at the WWE Performance Center, as reported by PW Insider. Mannix signed a six-month deal with Ring of Honor, which has only just run out. But Mannix hasn't really done anything in ring for 6 months apart from just playing spoiler backstage. So now Ring of Honor have realized there is some intrigue from the WWE side, and there's talk that they're now trying to push through a new deal to keep her. They obviously have high hopes and big aspirations for her, and they'd rather her not go to the WWE side. We haven't talked enough about NWA Power on these podcasts, so let's do that now, because they announced something amazing at the end of their last show on Tuesday night. NWA are going to be returning to pay-per-view on the 14th of December with NWA Into the Fire, broadcast at 6:05 Eastern from the GSB Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. So now NWA Power is going to start building towards pay-per-view. I'm really excited for NWA. This is such a cool time, and they've got such a cool product at the moment. And I know there's loads of wrestling out there at the moment, but if you do get time to check out NWA Power, you would have a wonderful time in doing so. And finally, AEW presented Cody Rhodes with a bit of a surprise last night. And to tell you what that is, I'm going to take you on a mental tour, okay? So say you're wrestling for AEW. You're about to enter an AEW arena. You are backstage and you are next to the entrance to the ramp. You've got monitors and computers all set up on the one side. Cody Rhodes is probably there. The Young Bucks are probably there, executively producing the show. You may have your opponent to your side as well. You're about to go out there. You can hear the pulsating crowd just through the curtain. And hung up on the left-hand side, just before you head out, is a cowbell. And that cowbell is draped over a big wooden frame. And in the center of that frame is a picture of Dusty Rhodes. AEW, as of now, have renamed the gorilla position, which is the position before you go out to the ring to have your match, they have renamed it the Dusty position. And that will now hang at every single AEW show. So you can touch the sign and you can touch the cowbell before you head out. Isn't that cool? Isn't that wonderful? Cody was surprised with it at the show last night. And that's just beautiful. That is beautiful. An amazing way to pay homage to the American dream. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast for today. Cultaholic YouTube channel later on has NXT and AEW graded. Find out what Jack the Jobber thought of AEW Dynamite. And I'll go into NXT for you. How's that? I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hold up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.